organization, Read Muskegon, is certainly all about reading and, well, reminding us that reading gives us power. Here we go. A couple of events right around the corner. Let's discuss. Melissa Moore, Executive Director. Glad you're back in the house. Good morning to you.
Thank you, Shelley. Nice to be here.
Sarah Clausen, Program Director. Good morning to you, Sarah.
Good morning.
All right, here we go. Read Muskegon. What's it all about, Melissa?
Well, the mission of Read Muskegon is to increase the quality of life in Muskegon County through improved literacy, because we know that if you can't read, it doesn't allow you to participate in the things that most of us take for granted every day. Reading menus, registering for things, leasing an apartment, helping your kids in school, voting. So we really look at literacy holistically as something that's not just about education, but really about helping you move forward in life as a family.
Yes, and Read Muskegon has many programs under your leadership, Sarah?
Yes, we have 11 programs right now, and we're hoping to open up 2 more this year.
Great. All right. Not to dwell on numbers, Melissa, but remind us of some more of these facts, including, what, 32 million adults in our country can't read, above fourth grade here?
Yep. So fourth grade is considered functionally illiterate, which means if you read below that, you don't really read at a level that allows you to move forward in life. And they do say over 30 million in the country, which then when we try to bring that down to look at Muskegon County, we believe is over 21,000 adults just in Muskegon County alone. We also know that it's not something that is just about adults, but also impacts our children, obviously. The governor just was in Muskegon County and said Michigan rates last in the country in literacy, and Muskegon County tends to be at the low end, really towards the bottom in our state. So we've got a long way to go, and we know that to really make progress, we have to focus on the parent and child together, because right now in Muskegon County, over 60% of our kids are not reading at grade level on that third grade MSTEP test.
Yes. Again, let me repeat what you said. Michigan is ranked last in the nation on literacy.
Yes.
Yeah. Another silent issue, I'm going to go to you, Sarah, as we crunch these numbers and then get into your... Another silent issue is dyslexia?
Yes. So 21% of the country, just the general population, has some form of dyslexia. And then 48% of those incarcerated have it as well. So there's a lot of people sitting in our jails and our prisons right now who struggle with dyslexia, and it's so hard to learn to read when you have dyslexia, and they need special help, which is something that we provide to our incarcerated folks and then our one-on-one learners as well.
Yeah, we're going to get into some specifics. So let's go back to, well, you, Read Muskegon. Your updates include, Melissa, how you stand out, obviously, in a positive way. You focus on the whole family literacy. Expand here.
Yeah, when we were first founded in 2005, it was specifically to focus on adults. When I was hired about a year in, my board said, well, when are we going to say that number of adults is going down? And the reality is it's not going to go down if we don't do something that helps also make sure our kids are ready to learn when they enter school. And we know that children of adults who struggle to read have about a 72% chance of reading at the lowest levels themselves. So it's a very generational, cyclical thing. So we took the word adult out of our mission statement and really started to focus on the whole family, really empowering parents, especially those parents who are at risk because they either have low literacy levels, didn't have good experiences growing up with education or with having parents reading and supporting them at home, helping empower them through some really creative programs to make sure those 0 to 5-year-olds enter kindergarten with the skills that they need to be ready to learn. And also we've just started some programs that Sarah can tell you more about that really focus on working with a parent and child together when they're older.
Is this considered the two generation or the two gen tutoring opportunity? Yeah. All right, take it away, Sarah.
All right, so we decided last year that we were going to start a two-generational program that is pretty common nationwide through the National Center for Families Learning. So we kind of replicated their model in a couple of the school districts in Muskegon County. And so we focused on either bubble students and below. A bubble student is a student who is just barely missing the mark, and so they need just a little bit of help to get up. And then at another school, we focus on anyone reading below their grade level. And we did third grade and below because of the third grade is when you really just need to be able to know how to read so that in fourth grade you can succeed and become literate. And so we work one-on-one with the parent and the child, And they, we tutor the child by also modeling behaviors that the parent can do at home, as well as kind of helping the parent get more involved in the education and helping the parent increase their reading level without them feeling stigmatized, without them knowing that we know that they may struggle to read. We have them read in groups with their child, so it just looks like they're modeling how to read, they're learning new behaviors to be able to teach their kids at home.
Is there an opportunity for, I see here, drop-in tutoring at Reed Muskegon?
Yes, currently from 4 to 6 p.m. on Tuesdays, we offer drop-in tutoring for any child enrolled in a school in Muskegon County.
And let's spend some time talking about the expansion of programs for incarcerated adults.
So Muskegon County, I think, is really known statewide for being very innovative in how they provide services to the men and women who are incarcerated in our system, as well as those who are in our juvenile system. And as part of that, there is a program that was started 4 or 5 years ago called Exit, which is focused on workforce development reentry programming for men who are felony convicted and currently incarcerated. And so Reed Muskegon started at the very beginning of that, offering twice a week classes where we build literacy skills, communication skills, writing skills, but focused around what these men are going to need when they reenter the workforce, when they reenter their families. And that then expanded into offering classes right in the jail for men and then women who weren't part of the exit program, but also were interested in literacy, in reading, and being more prepared when they exited the jail. We found this past year that the classrooms in the jail are pretty small. They really can house about 12 each, along with our staff and volunteers, that we had a waiting list for both of those classes that could have filled at least another class. So we've expanded our men's class now that we have that twice a week. And our women's class, we're looking at also expanding that to another day a week.
Touching lives. And then if you would address this coordination of the formation of a countywide literacy coalition with a national touch here?
For sure. So as I mentioned earlier, we know that literacy isn't just about education. It's not just about being able to read a book. It impacts your health. It impacts those who are incarcerated, because as we said, you know, there's a huge number of men and women who are incarcerated who have low literacy levels, who struggle with things like dyslexia. It impacts our workforce. You know, our employers in Muskegon County are looking for those entry-level employees, and they're struggling to find them. We work with a lot of the men and women who could fill those jobs with a little extra help. So we also knew this problem is so big because Muskegon is really in a crisis situation around literacy that Reed Muskegon, the school district, no organization could handle this alone. So Reed Muskegon was, I think, perfectly situated to lead a countywide initiative to really look at how do we holistically, from birth to adult, create a network, a system that was going to really address this, really create some action steps. We reached out to the National Center for Families Learning based in Louisville, Kentucky, and they're working with us to facilitate the formation of this coalition. We've got amazing partners on board, our ISD, Goodwill, United Way, the Community College, the Chamber of Commerce, Talent 2025, Mercy Health, and we're really excited about the impact that we have the opportunity to make.
Nice. Making an opportunity, making lives, changing lives through the art of reading. Reed Muskegon, Melissa Moore, and Sarah Clausen with us. Let's get into, obviously I want to ask if you need volunteers, but a couple of events that are coming up, if you would. Let's start with Tuesday, August 13th.
Sure. So August 13th is our annual Partners in Literacy Dinner. We're excited this year it'll be hosted by John Covington, who is a local media personality, but also is the founder of Men of Color Read, which is a great program focused on sending men into Muskegon Heights Elementary Schools to read with our young people there and really inspire them and mentor them. So we're excited to have him as part of our program this year. We also always have a couple of our learners speak. You've been there before, and it's very powerful to hear people who've struggled to read share their stories and read in front of other people. So we have a couple of seats available still for that. If you'd like to join us, you can give our office a call. It doesn't cost cost anything to attend. We do ask people to make contributions while they're there. But if you're interested in our mission and finding out more, we would invite you to join us on the 13th.
Great. All of this is found on a website, I'm sure?
Yes, readmuskegon.org.
Take me to August 20th.
Yeah, so the University of Michigan Lakeshore Alumni Club has adopted Read Muskegon in literacy as an issue for them. And as part of that, they also wanted to help raise some funds and awareness for us. So the Aqua Star, which used to be the Port City Princess, located at Mart Dock in Muskegon, is a beautiful ship that sails out into Lake Michigan in the evening for a sunset cruise. On August 20th, the University of Michigan Alumni Club is hosting a fundraiser on the boat for Read Muskegon. The Hearthstone is doing food, so we know it'll be great. And it's open to anyone. You don't have to be a U of M alumni to join us, though I'm sure there'll be a lot of them there, a lot of maize and blue on the boat. But again, we've got tickets available for that, and you can find them on Eventbrite or through our Facebook page.
Nice. And yes, attend the events, but yet also lend a hand. Talk to me about the volunteer needs, if you would, Sarah.
We always need volunteers, but right now we really are doing a push for our two-generational program. So you would be working with a parent and a child once a week for about an hour. You get trained. We provide all the resources. It's really, if you have a passion for this, you'll be a great tutor. You don't have to be a retired teacher. You don't have to have a degree in education or anything like that. Just come to us. We'll teach you what you need to know, and as long as you have the passion, you'll be great.
It's nothing like jumping off your passion, for sure. Tell me about your t-shirt here in the great color of purple.
Yeah, so we were actually very lucky. One of our fans owns a t-shirt printing company, and so she made us these great t-shirts, and we knew that you being the active person that you are, that you might enjoy one, so we brought one along. But we give those out to a lot of our learners and volunteers just as a way, again, to get the message out, because for us, reaching the general public with our mission, getting them to ask questions is really important. We specifically put our literacy center in downtown Muskegon Heights because we know the adults we need to reach and the kids don't always read, you know, brochures, posters, and things like that. So we put ourselves in a high traffic area, and the t-shirts are just another way, again, to raise awareness of who we are.
Awesome. All right, I'll wear it proudly. Sarah Clausen, good enough?
Yeah, yep. I think so. Thank you.
Raise your hand and volunteer. Get involved. Melissa Moore, Executive Director, and Sarah Clausen, Program Director, Read Muskegon. Again, great opportunities to support your time, talents, and treasures on the 13th and or the 20th. ReadMuskegon.org. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you, Shelley.
Bye.